This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to look at the relationship of milk fat and rumination times. And this is done in commercial herds at Penn State University. This was reported in the September 2020 Journal of Dairy Science. That's kind of interesting what they discovered there using these rumination devices. That's brand new technology for our listeners. Basically, we put a device in the cow's ear or around her neck, and it'll measure, record the rumination time that that cow has experienced when she is eating and ruminating cows on the farm. That's important because if we have a reduction in rumination, that will reduce saliva production and flow, which is a buffer, of course, and that buffers the rumen pH, and that, of course, if the pH gets lower, it may have some impact on milk fat tests. There are two types of products on there, as we've mentioned, the ear and around the neck. This study was done in two commercial herds. A total of 1,823 cows were in the study, and that gives us lots of numbers to look at. The experimental design was interesting. Out of that, the number of cows, they had actually 8,537 records to look at. And what they did is the 7 days before the DHI test, they recorded the average rumination time over 70 days to reduce some of the variation in those 7 days. Then the eighth day, the herd was tested on DHI, and therefore we had individual milk fat, milk protein values to take a look at. One herd had ear tag, the other one had a neck collar. Both of them are very equal in terms of predicting rumination time. In herd A, there was a response. Rumination times that were recorded did show some lower butterfat tests. And for our listeners, the butterfat test typically averaged 3.84, very typical for Holstein cows, and in some cases these cows are down to 3.24. Milk production, right around that 75, 80-pound milk production, so these are high-producing cows. And the rumination time, this is important, 530 minutes, which is a little on the low side compared to some of the other research reported in the literature. Herd B, no relationship at all between rumination time and butterfat tests. And this is a little bit higher testing herd. They went from a 3.9 to 4.6 on individual cows. They spent an extra 20 minutes, 520 minutes of rumination time. I'm not sure that is statistically significant. Very similar milk productions at this point. And the milk protein test was anywhere on these individual cows, true protein 3 to 3.2. So the question is, well, why did one herd respond differently than the other? And that could be due to the feeding program itself, especially if you've got some unsaturated fatty acids in the diet, known as PUFAs. That could explain some of the lower butterfat tests in herd A as far as that goes. So what's our take-home message here? Well, the take-home message is that it appears that rumination time is not going to be a useful tool to predict butterfat tests on commercial herds as it becomes more and more common. But the good news, Bill, is that this still is a very valuable health monitoring tool, especially in early lactation in cows, as it may also be able to reflect the dry matter intake in cows. In fact, the world record cow was significantly higher in rumination time compared to other cows, and this cow produced 78,000 pounds of milk, a useful tool for heat detection and calving them as well. When cows are in heat, they spend less time eating, and so the rumination time drops down by 60 to 94 minutes a day. And so there are other uses for that tool. So certainly that's an interesting research study. That concludes our program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. We've been reminding producers of the deadline December 11th to submit applications for payments under the second round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP Round 2. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce.
CFAP 2 sign-up began on September 21st, and it will run through December 11th. So, you know, certainly would encourage folks that have not applied for CFAP 2, and they are producers of eligible commodities. They need to contact their local Farm Service Agency office or go to the website, farmers.gov/CFAP, to apply. And it's a pretty simple, pretty straightforward application. So we don't think folks will have, a lot of issues or a lot of problems with applying. And if they do have questions, certainly, if they can't answer them based on the resources on the website, we would invite them to contact their local Farm Service Agency office to get those questions answered.
That's FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce. And again, producers have until December 11th to submit applications for payments under the second round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.